B-Pod Studios.
Continue to put people in the running for our Sixers tickets. Sixers take on the Nets. March 28th, that's a Thursday night at the Wells Fargo Center in South Philadelphia. You'll get a pair of tickets to the game, and you'll get one spot in our annual knockout game on the Sixers court. After the game, you can register for a spot in the competition on our contest page, 975thefanatic.com. Just callers of the day will be put in the running for those 76ers tickets. Now, something I did want to get into was the reaction from Eagles players about DeSean Jackson coming back to Philadelphia. Because DeSean, of course, put out his own video explaining his hype as best he could. We'll let you hear what that sounded like in a second. But Carson Wentz, when the news broke, took to Twitter. And Carson Wentz said, "I'll just stand here and throw it as far as I can. You go ahead and just run under it, D-Jax." And he adds DeSean Jackson on Twitter, "Welcome back to Philly, my man." Trey, as a guy who was in the locker room when you would make big acquisitions, I mean, you just get a guy in here that I think still has a lot left in the tank in DeSean Jackson. I mean, just to further distill that point, when Steve Smith came to Philadelphia as a member of the Baltimore Ravens. I remember DeSean Jackson very much wanting to be like Steve. Actually, no, it was when Steve Smith was with the Carolina Panthers, even back that far. He was a guy, DeSean Jackson, who wanted to model himself after Steve Smith. Yeah. A guy that played well into his late 30s, a guy that played very well late in his career, kept a lot of talent in the tank for himself to prolong his career. DeSean Jackson wants to be able to do that. Now he's got a quarterback in Carson Wentz that can throw him that football. Yeah. Trey, a guy like that coming back into an area he wants to have success in, like Philadelphia, what can that do for him?
Well, I think this is going to inspire him. I think he's going to come back re-energized. I think this is something where you're going to see a much more focused DeSean Jackson, someone that wants to show you that he shouldn't have never been able to leave. So he's going to come back wanting to prove himself. I think that this is one of those situations where, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, I'm looking at least 900 yards and reception. I mean, you know, I think he's going to come back really fired up and do his thing. And I think Carson is really going to benefit this offense, this passing offense, anyway, the way Doug likes to air it out. You know, this just plays right into their hands.
All right. So then you have not just Carson Wentz, but also Zach Ertz putting out on Twitter, a tight end who never wants to see the safety lurking over the top. A gif of a guy looking around with binoculars on. And he's like, "Where's that safety at?"
Exactly.
Can't find him. Find him because he's too busy covering D-Jacks down the field.
Yeah, it's definitely going to open up the offense. I think this is going to work out for Ertz. It's going to work out for the slide. It's going to work out for Alshon as well. I mean, this is all around, across the board. It's going to be helpful for this offense.
All right, well, Jalen Mills yesterday had the opportunity to talk to him. He was at the 76ers Youth Gala last night. Jalen Mills was there. Jalen's had some struggles against D-Jack. I'm sure he's excited not to have to cover him anymore, but he's also excited to have him on his own team. Here is Jalen Mills when I talked to him last night.
It's time to go, man. You know, D-Jack, he got history there. Know that boy ready to come win the Super Bowl. That's all we care about, winning Super Bowls. Nothing else.
Super Bowls.
That's right.
Not just one. The one they already have in their back pocket.
Yeah.
The one they're going to go after again this year.
Yeah.
Getting greedy.
Why not get greedy?
Why not?
I mean, we deserve it, don't we?
You know how good it felt. Go feel good again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You say there's that blood in the water, right? You want a little bit more of that? The shark smells the blood in the water or whatever happens. I don't know. But they go after it. They just want more of it.
Twitter was so funny yesterday. And then they said, okay, meanwhile, Golden Tate posted something about he was one of the hardest receivers to be tackled or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a PFF stat about most broken tackles from a wide receiver last year.
Yeah.
Golden Tate seems a little, I don't want to say the word desperate, but he's really pushing himself pretty hard on social media.
Yeah, I won't go desperate either.
No, not desperate, but something.
He's making it obvious. I think he's making it obvious that he wants to come back to Philadelphia. I mean, let's not forget that the first person to either restructure a deal or work out a new deal with his team, he took to Twitter immediately and was like, "Oh, I didn't know you could redo a deal right now before March 14th, whatever." And it was like, you know, attention Eagles, this guy wants to redo his deal so he can come back to Philadelphia.
But then his next name went to Tom Brady. "Hey, I want to come play with you."
Salty Tommy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Little Tommy
salty
boy.
I say, but I still think he'd want to come here. I mean, who wouldn't want to play for Tom Brady or with Tom Brady? I think if he had his druthers, he'd want to come back to Philadelphia.
I don't know.
You think it's all in on the Patriots?
I don't know. It seemed like he tried to push himself on over to the New England.
Really?
Yeah, and you know, that may have left kind of like a, all right.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
Call it a wrap.
Yeah, you know, we shall see. And then one of the other situations that happened yesterday is with the Eagles not picking up Steph Wisniewski's option.
That's yeah. right.
Go yeah. ahead and let him ride. A lot of people were a little upset with that, talking about the depth of the offensive line. I felt like it was a smart move. I think Steph was, he was, because everybody gets all hyped. Oh, we need a running back. We need a running back. We need a running back. No, you need an offensive line that can open up the holes for a running back. And I just felt like Wisniewski was not a good run blocker. He would get stalemated a lot, and his pass protection was somewhat suspect. I mean, a lot of times he got beat with games and stuff. That was one of the reasons that they had to continue to air the ball out against New Orleans, because you had Brandon Brooks scroll down and then Wiz has to step in, and they just could not create any movement for the run.
All right, the other part of this, by the way, speaking of that offensive line, I meant to mention this earlier, Field Yates tweeting out just a little bit ago, as part of the reworked one-year deal with the Eagles and Jason Peters, mm-hmm. Peters will earn a base salary of $3.5 million, down a little bit more than about 2.25 from last year. Mm-hmm. He's making 5.75 last year, million, per a source. Cap purposes, the deal creates $2 million in cap space for Philadelphia. He now counts about $8.5 million against the cap.
Okay.
So $3.5 million is his base salary. Still looking about, like I said, about $5.5 million, I think, guaranteed in that deal. Mm-hmm. $10 million total. But again, the base salary, about $3.5 million. Just to wrap up
that's very cheap for tackle money.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like people. Well,
37 years old, though.
I think he played about 80% of the snaps roughly last year. So people get hung up on that 20%, 20%. Mm-hmm. But outside of like one or two games in the beginning of the year where he was knocking some rust off, the guy was very productive.
Well, here, we've gotten to this a lot with Deshaun. How much he has left in the tank. And his numbers from last year, leading the league in yards per reception, shows he's got a lot left in the tank. Mm-hmm. What, 37 years old Jason Peters, what's he got left?
I mean, you know what? When he wants to be, he can be extremely dominant. I mean, you know, Jason Peters is one of the best in the game. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, at offensive line, when it comes to technique, when it comes to doing what you have to do when you're staying in balance and getting prepared for all what you have to deal with on Sunday, you have to push during the week. You know, you're going to have to practice. You're going to have to grind. You're going to have young DNs that will challenge you. That's going to, and you know, when you get up in age, sometimes you just don't feel like dealing with that. You know, but it's just one of those things that you're going to have to continue to do so you can be productive on Sundays.
All right, let me steer it back to D-Jax now. And like I said, in a couple of minutes, we'll talk to Jason Avant. Mm-hmm. D-Jax actually released a video on his own Instagram account when news started to break that he was going to come back to Philadelphia. Here's Deshaun and his excitement to come back to Philly.
Let's go! What they talking about? Did that one time for the one time back in Philly, though. You feel me? Counted what out? It ain't over. Gotta get back to what I started. You feel me? We're gonna rock that 10 mode. We're gonna get back to the 10. That 10 guy. You did?
First off, he's gotta get the 10 back from Mac Hollins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's gonna
rock that 10 mode. We're gonna get back to the 10.
He's gonna have to give up some cold hard cash to get that back,
you
I
think
would think.
So?
Trey, what is that? Well, what does
yeah,
that cost? What is,
from Mac Hollins, somebody that. How many.
Did you
how
just
many
say,
snaps
give me that?
Has he played?
He didn't play any last year.
Oh, he's not even. That's not even a question. I mean, he comes back. His jersey's already changed. I mean, this isn't. Now, it's something if Mac had came out and played last year and had a productive year, then that's something totally different. But you have a. What? This is his second year in the league?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So this will be his third. Yeah, he didn't play last season. Third year in the league, second year playing.
Well, okay. And what did he do his first year?
They won the Super Bowl. He was okay. Individually, he was okay.
He had that one big touchdown catch.
Yeah. Against the
backpack
the Redskins.
Dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, this might he might come in and, hey, your number, yeah, whatever you, but D-Jack is taking number 10.
Right. You're number 83.
I don't think it's going to be something where D-Jack has to pay a lot of money for that. Because, I mean, it's not like he's a staple.
Yeah, he hasn't built up enough cred.
Yeah, he hasn't built up
money,
enough
huh?
cred. Yeah, I mean, that's
so
something.
Does he relinquish it? Does the team do it? Or does Deshaun just say, give me that?
It's no relinquish. He's going to come in and
it's just going to be changed.
Yeah.
The equipment manager will do his job. Yeah, is that what you're saying? Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if he'd have a say in what he gets to choose as the new
he could probably change whatever. Hey, look, these are the new options that you can choose from.
See, I've heard athletes say, see, it should just be Mac Hollins being like, by the way, I'm going to wear a different number.
Yeah, I know that you're number 10.
Right, like, exactly. Yeah. You're the number 10 here. That's the end of that. But the other part of this is when you look at other athletes that have tried to get their numbers back, I mean, I've heard like $15,000 to get your number back.
Yeah, for an established player, somebody yes. that's been established that's wearing your number.
But then I've also heard of a case of beer. I believe John Kruk, I think it was John Kruk, did he give up the number 99 or did he, whatever it was, I think it was with Mitch Williams, he gave up like a case of beer.
Yeah.
That's what, that was the charge
a
to
day.
Get his number. No, it wasn't
maybe
a day.
Give him a couple
sure?
peanut butter jelly sandwiches. I don't know. You
it's
know,
not.
Man. Give him a protein shake. Hey, man, let's go ahead and take this jersey,
every day.
Though.
For where, John Kruk, it definitely wasn't a protein shake.
I don't think this is going to be a big issue. I don't think D-Jack is going to have to come out of pocket for something like this.
No, I'd be yeah. shocked if that was the case. No, I don't see that happening a little bit. But I love the excitement in his voice to come back to Philadelphia,
yeah,
and I'm
absolutely.
Getting the vibe throughout today mm-hmm. that most people are excited to have him back.
Yeah.
And I think they're being very, very realistic about it. They're not seeing a guy who's going to come back and threaten, who is it Mike Quick's record of most receiving yards in a single season for the Eagles? It's not something like that. They just know they're getting a guy back here that can give them that speed again,
mm-hmm.
and they haven't had that since Deshaun
since
Jackson.
He left. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, you've been trying to find Deshaun Jackson's replacement ever since he left, and now you get to get him back.
Well, ever since you booted him out, Chip Kelly,
mm-hmm.
you jerk. 610-632-0975. Mm-hmm. On the line with us right now, Trey Thomas, your former teammate, Deshaun Jackson's former teammate, all-around good guy. You can catch him on our pregame shows during football season here on 97.5 The Fanatic, our old Jason Avant. Good morning, Jason.
What's going on, Mark? Trey, how y'all doing?
Good,
who's
my man.
There today? Who's there with you today?
Oh, we got Bob Cooney. We got Jamie Lynch, per usual. Just the usual suspects hanging out.
Sweet.
Now,
nice.
Jason, I got to say, man, all honesty, first person I thought of was Trey Thomas. Second person I thought of was you. Because both of you guys wanted D-Jax back here at the trade deadline. Your number one target was not Golden Tate. It was Deshaun Jackson. So now he's here. Why are you happy to have him back in Philly?
Well, you're always happy to have a guy back that can win a game for you just with his speed outside. Whether he catches the ball or not, you have to put two people near him in order to stop him. You're forced to be one-dimensional as a defense because you're only able to call so many play calls with him on the field. So those things open up your offense, and when you add in, Ertz and Goddard and all the other guys, Alshon and Nelson, now everyone is benefiting. So it's never been Deshaun's, play ever. He's one of the best Eagles receivers ever, and he'll go down arguably as 1, 2, or 3. And so to have him back is everything for this team. It puts them right back in position to win the Super Bowl.
How much do you think this helps this offense?
With him and Carson, it's going to help Ertz and Carson's relationship ultimately the most, because now he's going to have a one-on-one all the time. When you have a guy out there, that's what makes Travis Kelce so good, is that when you have Tyreek Hill out there, you have to play certain coverages, and it leaves him one-on-one more often than not. So when you have his vertical speed, it opens up the run game, it opens up the middle of the field, and it's all contingent upon if that guy can run and he's a viable threat. And not only can he run, he can run the whole route tree. We don't expect him to be over the middle, but down the field and getting open one-on-one, he's a competitor. And the thing that I said yesterday is that I don't know of a receiver that will shine more and when the lights are the brightest. When that's when Deshaun plays well, is when it's a Monday night game, it's a playoff game, it's a game that is important. Deshaun always shows up when the lights are the brightest.
Speaking with Jason Avant, how long do you think Deshaun Jackson has wanted to come back to Philadelphia?
He never wanted to leave. He never wants to leave. This is home for him. This is where he established, his legacy here in this city. I've talked to him numerous times about that. He never wants to leave. Him or LeSean McCoy never wants to leave. We know the scenario and the circumstances behind that, the way that they created a story to get him out of here so it can be more palatable for the fans. And he didn't want that to be his end here. And the city wants him back, and I'm glad that he's here. And I think that Carson, ultimately, with everything that's transpired over the last 2 years, with Nick winning the Super Bowl, taking him on a run, to get a guy like this, it takes a lot of pressure off Carson Wentz.
Jay, I know how intently you watch wide receivers during games. And when you watch DeSean Jackson, have you noticed maybe losing a half a step or anything like that? Or is he still as good as he was when we remember him here the last time?
Well, he's older. So when you get older, you lose a half a step. But his half a step is maybe 4.35 instead of 4.3 flat or 4.29. Like, you know what I mean? So that doesn't matter. Like when you're old and slow like me, if you run a 4.6 to start and you lose half a step, you're a 4.65. Now you're out of the league. You know, so but it's like with Deshaun losing a half a step, it's still faster than everybody else. So and what they're going to use him for, they don't need him to go over the middle because you have Alshon, you have the big body, you have him in the red zone, you have Goddard, you have all of these guys to do the things that a number one receiver will do. You just need him to be able to be on the field to go deep and always have that option on the vertical passing game. So him losing a half a step really isn't that important, but I don't necessarily think that he is because he doesn't take hits anymore. His game is vertical, and as long as he stays engaged and stay patient, because this team is a young team and they're finding their way again with Carson Wentz. As long as he stays patient and just takes a turn in getting the ball and share, we're good.
Hey, with Matt Collins wearing number 10, how do you get that out? I know.
Hey, young buck.
Exactly. I don't even think D-Jack has to have that conversation. That'll be done before he even gets in there.
Oh yeah, he probably not even talking to Mac about this. That was already in the deal, and they say yeah, Mac will go to number.
We gonna rock that 10 mode. We gonna get back to the 10.
it's over with.
Speaking with Jason Avant, what would you do with Nelson Agholor in this situation? Do you see him coming back with the Eagles, or if you're the Eagles, would you move on?
I would not move on beyond Nelson. I think Nelson gets open still, even with Sean on this team. Nelson gets open better than any receiver that we have, and that's including Zach Ertz. He gets open. Nelson gets open. Can we get him the ball? We haven't been able to get him the ball, but he gets open. For his contract number, I think it needs to be reworked or restructured some kind of way. And if he's willing to do that, I think he stays around, but I can't see us paying a slot receiver because that's what he would be again solely, $10 million, $9 million. Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough situation, but if I were him, I would just rework my deal and kind of, if I want to win the Super Bowl, I would kind of rework my deal because he still has shelf life and he still can go outside. Even if it's a 2 or 3 year deal, you'll still get a chance for a big contract in a few years where you're not too old.
Chase, what else do you see this offense needing right now? I mean, they let go of Wisniewski yesterday, so you worry about the offensive line depth. Everybody talks about running back. Carson, hopefully healthy. What else do you see this offense needs?
Running back to me is maybe one of the least important positions in the offense. Just with the way the game is going now, if you can build up your offensive line, a committee of running backs can get you 4 or 5 yards a carry. And so I think that the biggest issue with this team that drives this team is the offensive line. They've been used to playing games without Jason Peters. And now you break up with Wisniewski, and Wisniewski's at least he's available. So you have to figure out some type of system or some type of continuity with the offensive line, getting some guys in there that's going to stay healthy. And hopefully Jason Peters can stay healthy this year and they can get some type of, like I said, some chemistry going, because the offensive line, doesn't matter if you have Deshaun, doesn't matter if you have Antonio Brown, if you have Le'Veon Bell, if the O-line doesn't get it done, you have no shot in this league. So
I think
that's the most important part of football in general, your offensive and defensive line.
This is fascinating. Fascinating stuff. Speaking with Jason Avant, of course. Now, Jason, here's the other part about it. When we get back to Golden Tate, right, it was always tough to incorporate him in the offense. But like you and Trey said at the trade deadline, DeSean Jackson's a guy you could just put in this offense, you can have some success. How long do you think it's going to take for Carson Wentz and DeSean Jackson to get on the same page on their deep ball and get that timing down?
DeSean is maybe one of the easiest people to throw a deep ball to, just because it's very, very hard to overthrow him. So if Carson just thinks, if he just has the mindset of if I miss, I'm going to miss long, away from the defender, you're going to make some hay with down the field throws. It's just that type of, situation. And the smart teams with a guy like Deshaun, if people are pressing there in one high, you guys just have that communication that, that if it's a 1-on-1 and a guy that's covering him is in a 4-4, 4-5 range, you got to take that shot because you're not going to be able to stick with them, 20, 30 yards down the field. So I don't think that Deshaun's, I think it's easy to throw the ball down the field to him. I've literally seen him, catch a deep ball in practice on the same defense that sees him over and over again in training camp every day. So it's easy to get on the same page with him.
Jason, have you talked to Deshaun at all since the news broke yesterday?
I have just on Instagram through some messages and stuff like that. I just told him to be patient, be humble, and work hard, ball out, those things, because there's going to be times where the ball is not coming his way, and that's the way that Doug Peterson runs his offense, the way Coach Reed runs their offense. The West Coast offense is one of those offenses that they're trying to share the ball. And he has to know that coming in here that he may not get 80, 90 catches. It's not happening. But Deshaun doesn't need 80, 90 catches. He just needs 50 or 60. And his 50 or 60 is going to equal somebody's 100-catch season because he can get, realistically, he can get, 1,000 yards off 50 catches. He just can. So if we can get that to him and to the team and they can stay on that same page, I think this will be a success.
Jason DeVos, last thing for you, and this is a little bit of a controversial issue for some people, but I remember we had a conversation a little while back about that Kelly Green uniform. Now, this came back into the news because Ron Jaworski put out a new Twitter avatar, new Twitter profile pic, if you will, of himself wearing the Kelly Green. Alshon Jeffrey tweeting, "Can we please bring these back?" Now, you don't think that's ever going to happen. Why not?
I don't think it's going to happen because the locker room legend is that one of the Lurys, I don't know which one it is, because I was reprimanded for this before, so I can't do it the way I want to.
I'll help you out. It's the former wife.
And they pay some of my bills there, so I'm not messing this up. So let's keep this 100%
straight. You hear me?
All right. but somebody in the organization doesn't like the Kelly Green uniform. So with that being said, I don't think we're going back to it. But I'm in agreement with Alshon and Ron. I think the Kelly Green uniforms, especially when they put like a modern twist on it and make the helmets like, metallic or something like that, it'd be sweet.
Jason, I think that's brilliant, and I think you played that very politically, and I applaud you for that, my friend. Very smart man.
No problem.
Very smart man. Jason, and how's launch going? Do you guys open up a new launch?
Yeah, we opened up a launch trampoline park in Delran, New Jersey. It's going really well. I'm here now, and it's the kids are having a good time. We still have, some great things. We have rock climbing, Ninja Warrior, arcades, birthday parties. We make our own pizza. We do everything. So the kids have a good time. We're sold out for team nights and things like that. I'm here all the time, especially with this store, and it's going really well. I own a store in Delran, New Jersey, Deptford, New Jersey, and Newark, Delaware is coming next month.
That is awesome. All Jason Avant.
Right. Congrats, brother.
Yeah, man, seriously, congratulations. Thanks for coming on with us. Always great catching up with you.
Oh, you too. Gentlemen, have a good day.
All right, have a good one.
Yeah,
good.
There you go. Jason Avant joining us. Always good to catch up with Mr. Avant there. 610-632-0975. Wide open board if you want to get in. Callers of the day will be put in the running for our 76ers and Brooklyn Nets tickets for Thursday night, March 28th. Also, one person in there will win a spot in our knockout tournament to be held on the court after the game that night. 610-632-0975. Time to the Fanatic 923.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Welcome back, everybody. Farzan and Trey. Morning. Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, Sam Wilson. Pat Egan on the updates today. Did you see the movie Bohemian Rhapsody yet? It's actually pretty good.
No. I know the song's from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's from Queen.
Exactly.
It's actually pretty good. It's very, very enjoyable.
Yeah, you like it?
I loved it. I actually really liked the movie a lot.
Now, my contention is I think Bradley Cooper should have won the... It wasn't even nominated, but... Because Bradley Cooper sung and played guitar in Jamie's favorite movie, Stars Born, where he shed many tears.
Yes, he did.
The dude that won actually lip-synced...
Something like that.
Lip-synced,
I believe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know. It was a good movie. It's a good, good flick.
He didn't lip-sync, by the way.
Who?
Who
was that? Rami
Malek didn't lip-sync. Yeah, they incorporated his voice along with Freddie Mercury's, along with like an opera singer.
Yeah, that's what they told him.
They melded just turned the down three
his,
voices.
Yeah, they turned down his microphone.
But that's what I'm going to do right now.
Who the hell was that?
Pat Egan with the self-edit. Thank you, Pat. I wanted to get into this real quick, Bob, because I had the opportunity to talk to both Elton Brand and Brett Brown last night at the Youth Gala.
Mm-hmm.
And they were addressing the media. There was a little media scrum, if you will, as they were walking in on the blue carpet, as they called it.
Okay.
And I wanted to get their take on load management, what exactly that means for especially Joel Embiid down the stretch. So I asked Elton Brand first, as he was the first to address the assembled media. Here's Elton Brand on what load management means when it comes to Joel Embiid.
You know, just be prepared for the playoffs. You know, whatever it takes to get him there so that he, not only him, but all of our top players that have a lot of heavy load. Load management is going to be important this last stretch run.
So not just JoJo, but some other players, maybe J.J. Redick. You mentioned earlier today, Jimmy Butler is going to miss the game tonight as he continues to deal with his foot issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then JoJo and maybe J.J. We'll see what happens as the season goes on here, last 14 games.
So this dynamic starting five that has been put together by Elton Brand will probably play maybe a handful of games together before the playoffs start.
I did get a chance.
And that's a concern.
No, certainly.
Yeah.
I did get a chance to ask Brett about, is 14 games enough? And he, I hope so. Like, that was
not
his
bad.
Response.
Yeah,
and I
yeah,
go,
that's good.
Yep. I'm like, all right, let's hope that it is. So about the load management, I asked Brett Brown about that. Also with Joel Embiid, here's what Brett had to say.
It can mean a bunch of things. It means mostly, like, you just got to be responsible of how do you land the plane? How do you deliver him to April 17th or 15th or whatever day it is? I would suspect that there will be at least another game off that we will give him. To date, nobody's spoken to me about minute restrictions, although I am, you know, aware of that with Joel. And so stuff like that, I think, first comes to my mind.
So what can we expect from here on out? 14 games left. Joel plays...
10.
10 of the 14 games remaining.
It's just a shot. They got three back-to-backs. So I'll say he sits, you know, one of them. And then say last game of the year. I don't think the last game of the year is a back-to-back. But, yeah, I'll say 10 of 14.
I know it's against Chicago. I just can't remember if it's on the road or home. I can't remember. But so let's say that they have it locked up, the three seed, by then. Yeah, they give them off the last day of the season.
Yeah.
They manage that load that way, I guess. See how they let it play out here. Let's get to Hector in North Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hector, how you feeling about D-Jax being back?
How you doing?
Good, man.
All right, I think I got you on speaker. Give me a second.
You have me on speaker. Okay.
You had me at hello.
Do you have me off speaker yet?
Okay, I have you off right now. Okay.
It's good to be on speaker. What's happening there, Hector?
The Phillies, Sixers, and Eagles, with the adjustments being made, we no problem getting to where we got to go. Like playoffs and all that.
Both teams, no trouble in where they have to go. So you don't have a problem with the Raptors or the Bucks?
I'm a true hard, diehard Philly fan. I mean, I'm not going to say no.
I admire your optimism, Hector. Thanks for the call. Let's get to Daryl in D.C. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good, man. What's on your mind today?
I'm just happy D-Jack is back. I think, like, the biggest thing that everybody won't see is when Chip Kelly was here, the fact that when DeSean Jackson stretched the field, it opened up the run game for Shady McCoy big time. And then when he left, you saw Shady struggle just a little bit. So I'm hoping that they're looking for a nice running back to bring that run game open once again, especially to help Carson out.
That's right. I remember that. LaShawn's numbers went down significantly after they got rid of D-Jax. Now, Jeremy Maclin came back and had a good year. But I remember that that safety was wasn't nearly as down the field or up the field, I guess, as or down the field. Yeah, with you know, LeSean. I remember that little bit of a down year after D-Jax left. Were you still there, yeah. Trey? Trey, were you still there? Did you do 2 years under Chip?
Yeah, I did two.
You did 2 years. Do you remember that at all? Do you remember?
Sounds like a sentence. Yeah, I did two.
Well, my second year, I was working with outside linebackers, so I really didn't.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Daryl, how many yards do you see for D-Jax this year?
I'm going to say between 8 and 9, maybe like 840, 850, something like that.
I feel like it's a very realistic thing. I'm going to put you in the running for our Sixers tickets. Daryl, I know you're down in D.C., but maybe you'll come back to the Philly area for this game.
850 yards on like 30 catches.
Well, that was a thing that was interesting.
Let's
with,
go.
With what Jason Avant was telling us a little bit ago, was that he doesn't need those 70, 80, 90 catches.
No, he's never been a volume guy.
No, just been about the yards per catch, that home run ability.
And Trey, I think you can speak to this too. Like, he has an effect even without catching the ball on the entire offense.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, even if you use him as a decoy, run him downfield, that means that everybody else, you're not going to have that safety that's going to be lurking over the top. So, like Jason Avant was saying, that, you know, that's going to open up things for Ertz. That's going to open up more for the slot. So, I mean, just his effect on this offense is going to be crazy.
Yeah, it was 2013 was his, I believe his last year with the Eagles. And then that was a 1,300 yard season for him.
Yeah.
Pretty incredible, the year that he had that year for the Eagles. Next thing you know, he's gone. Next thing you know, he's having 1,000-yard seasons for the Redskins. He goes to Tampa. Not nearly the type of production that you would expect, but the yards per reception were there. So when he was able to get behind the defense, he burned teams. And I love the idea of Carson not having to spend a lot of time and getting the timing down with DeSean Jackson, because all you got to do, like kind of like Carson said, now he's half kidding on Twitter yesterday, but yeah, just throw it as far as you can. Let him go get it.
Yeah, but you're still going to need to get that time in with him, just because if there is a timing route, you just want to see how fast he is.
He gets the invite to North Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's no question.
Does he accept the invite to North Dakota?
Yes, he will.
D-Jax is in.
Yes, he will.
Ten time again.
He is absolutely in. 610-632-0975. Angel,
like that TMO. We're gonna get back to the 10.
Angel, you're on 97.5. What's up?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good.
Hey, man, I'm loving D-Jax being back in Philly, man. With him back in the fold, it's gonna make it so much easier for the offense, not only for the run game, but for the slot receiver, depending if Nelson Aguilar back, the Zach Ertz, Alshon. It's gonna be amazing this year, man. I can't wait for the season to start.
Yeah, what are your numbers for D-Jax?
D-Jax? Because we're gonna give everybody a chance to get the ball. So I'm looking at no less than 1,100 yards, probably 6 touchdowns.
No less than 1,100 yards. You have the highest number of the morning there, Angel.
Hey, man, I got faith in this team. We almost had 3,000 yard receivers. What, the Super Bowl year? If I'm not mistaken. By spreading around, we had 2 800-yard receivers and 1,000.
Oh, if you want to call that close to, then possibly.
I know.
Okay.
But with the possibility of now DeSean being in the fold, is going to make it a lot easier to gain those yards after catch with the safeties playing deep.
There were 3 receivers with over 750 yards on the season year they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, so imagine with D-Jax back in the fold to make it a lot easier with yards after catch, with the safeties having to play deeper than they usually do.
Yeah, let's hope that's the case, Angel. I'm going to put you on the hold. You're in the running for our 76ers tickets. I don't know, like 1,100 yards, I'll be happy to take that.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be awesome.
That means he's getting a lot of catches. If he's, like you mentioned a second ago, Jamie, not the volume guy when it comes to receptions, but a volume guy when it comes to yards, and a guy that can certainly get you some yards after catch, because let's not forget, it's not all about 50-yard bombs down the field.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
This is also the guy that catches the ball 7 yards past the line of scrimmage, and the next thing you know, he's gone.
Yeah, I mean, he had a couple young games where he had over 100 yards rushing. I mean, during the season, like, you know, just with the reverses and all that.
Right, yeah. Right.
You can, that's an extra little dimension that you can put into the game. And now he's still.
Yeah.
You mess around and put him back there at punt return.
With Darren Sproles in the air, you know, that he's a specialty guy you can have,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love it, man. I love the idea. I love the possibilities with DeSean Jackson back in this team. And I think we all agree
Never should have left. It should have never happened that he left Philadelphia.
I think culture is more important than scheme.
Liar.
Pretty straightforward, black and white.
Yeah, liar. 610-632-0975. How's that?
You.
How's that for
liar, you.
How's that for maturity?
Yeah.
Hey, I asked Chip Kelly while he was here. When they got rid of Evan Mathis, they were talking about culture and scheme and all that stuff. And I said, okay, well, what is your culture? He's like, oh, we really can't define it. I don't really want to get into it. Yeah, because you want to put a label on it, but you don't want to describe, you know, what's in the can.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
The culture is we badmouth people to justify to the public getting rid of them.
Exactly.
Yep.
And that sounds the stupid. 610-632-0975. We got Devin and Philly open lines after that. Time at the Fanatic 941.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Welcome back, everybody. For Zeta and Trey, the morning coming up, we'll get our final on our Twitter poll. Also, give you our takeaways of the day on this fine Deshaun Jackson Tuesday. I guess we'll call it that. Devin's been holding. Devin and Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Devin?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, look, I'm just happy to see him back. I was waiting on the edge of my seat, waiting for that notification just to see that, oh, we got him back, whether it be via trade or, you know, via they released him, we signed him for another contract. I was just so happy just to see him back on the team. Like, I can't wait to just see him back there, maybe return a couple punts, just get that punt game going again. It's just like just the feeling of that reminiscing of the miracle in the Meadowlands again. Just having him back is everything. I feel like it's just going to just rejuvenate the city right now.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people have missed that spark in the offense, and they haven't had that since he was here. I mean, the ball was moving, obviously, 2 years ago with Carson Wentz running the offense, and nobody was really missing it. Everything was clicking on all cylinders. And now you saw the offense sputter. You wanted that big playmaking ability, that three-run home run type offense, that offensive threat you could get, and that's what Deshaun Jackson brings. And he proves, even at the age of 32 and will be 33 in December, he proves he still has a lot of that left in the tank with what he was able to do last year in Tampa, with averaging almost 19 yards per reception, leading the NFL.
Most definitely. And also, what people don't really start, you know, people need to realize as well, is that, it's just like you said, he's older. So not only is he just older, but he's more of a more polished receiver now. I said his route tree is definitely a lot more improved. It's everything is just clean. And at the same time, it's like, you know, he will take the top off of defenses as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Devin, I want to put you in the running for our tickets. Good call. But, Trey, that's what you were talking about, not just maturity off the field, but on the field as well.
Absolutely. I mean, he's had all of these years to kind of continue to hone in his game, and, I mean, it's going to be something that you're not getting the same young receiver that possibly made some mistakes and just leaned on his athletic ability. Now you have someone that's a lot more seasoned and is just going to mix all of that into his game.
All right, man, let's get is this Uncle? Do I not know Uncle? Uncle, welcome in.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Uncle T, actually.
Oh, hey, Uncle. Okay. Uncle T, what's up?
Hey, nice to talk to you guys. Trey, it's an honor. Been a fan my whole life. Grew up listening, watching you guys, so it's an honor to talk to you guys.
All right, appreciate it.
I want to introduce the idea of us as fans being able to sort of petition the ownership group when they make dumb decisions, like getting rid of Deshaun Jackson after his career year for no reason whatsoever.
Okay, that's why 97.5 The Fanatic exists, so you can make that call. That's why you got social media. But if you're talking about a petition, there's change.org. There's all sorts of things.
I mean, think about it. People are going around right now getting petitions for city council people. In the same way, we should be able to petition ownership group. They capitalize off of Philadelphia. I mean, that's us. We are the spirit of these teams. Mm-hmm. I live and die with these teams.
I'm all for it. The fans, they always need a voice. They need an outlet. And I'm all for it. If you guys want to, you know, always bring frustrations or whatever it might be to ownership, I'm all for that.
Yeah, like I said, growing up, I mean, my hopes and dreams literally rested on the Eagles. The times that we lost in the championship games, I cried my eyes out. I mean, and it's made me the person I am today, which isn't exactly a good thing, but
no, it's something to be proud of, Uncle. I'm going to put you on hold. Good stuff, man. We appreciate you calling in. All right, let's get a final on our Twitter poll brought to you by Window Nation. Sam?
This morning we asked, how many yards are you expecting from DeSean Jackson this year? We had just under 3,200 votes today. We broke it down into four options: 300 to 500 yards, 500 to 700 yards, 700 to 900 yards, or 900 plus yards. 44% said DeSean Jackson will have between 700 and 900 yards.
That's a very realistic number. I feel like most people are dead on accurate when it comes to that right there. All right, let's jump into our takeaways of the day now. And Sam, we'll start with you. What are your takeaways of the day?
My takeaway is D-Jax is back, baby.
There you go.
There we go.
What more do you need in life?
Back to Philly, though. You feel me?
Jamie Lynch, takeaway of the day.
I learned a lot about the locker room dynamics of a number. I thought even a scrub could have a number and have it purchased back. But it turns out, that's DeSean's. Give him that 10 back.
We're going to rock that 10, Mo. We're going to get back to the 10.
I mean, I think it just has to be, I'm done with this. You know, this is your number and it's not mine.
Sounds like Trey thinks he doesn't have a lot of say in it.
Yeah.
You got to be proven.
Yeah, he has no say.
Oh, Mac Hollins?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
I would have guessed it was Max to relinquish.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Mac just needs to say,
by the way,
he should do that. That's the right thing to do, but I thought that's how it went.
Coincidentally, I just want a new number. Oh, yeah. D-Jack's back. No way.
Oh, weird.
It's funny how that works. Bob Cooney, takeaway of the day.
Yeah, I hope we're not putting too much into the basket on DeSean Jackson, not to be a, but he is 32, and, you know, looking back at highlights of him, most of them are like 8 or 10 years old, so here's hoping he still has...
How about week two last year, Bob?
He still has what he wants, against a horrible secondary.
Not only does he hate Nick Foles, but now he hates DeSean Jackson.
No, good.
That Bob Cooney, man, let me tell you. Trey Thomas, take away.
Hey, man, just glad to see D-Jack back. I mean, you know, I think the team is just continuing to make moves. You get Jason Peters back, and then now let's see how they continue to work this thing out. Welcome to the city, Malik Jackson. Can't wait to see the city, wait to see the team put in work.
There you go.
There it is.
My takeaway of the day is that I did not think that John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, and a hamster would bring me back to my childhood of once killing a hamster. But it did. Thank you for that, Sam, for bringing back that wonderful memory. It was an accident. I'm so sorry. Still feel bad about it. Stay tuned for Gargano Martinez Middays here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Back in Philly, though. You feel me?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.